Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Prima facie evidence if you're a lawyer says, where's the peace?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, in the article I wrote for Culture Wars, I go into this biography of John Paul II written by Stanislaw Zewitz, and he wrote The A Life with Carol, and that Carol was the Pope John Paul II's first name. And so he's going through, and he shows how disillusioned the Pope actually became because he saw no peace in the world.
Right.
And I don't know if you remember reading that part in the paper, but like when the Gulf War started in 1990,
right?
They're complaining that the President of the United States didn't call up the Pope and tell him that he was going to bomb Iraq, okay? And so that was the first slight against the Pope. And then the next year, the Bosnia-Herzegovina war broke out.
Yep.
And they're going, uh-oh, you know, where's the peace that we were looking for? You know, because what they had done is they had looked at the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989 as their, you know, tour de force to make it appear as if the consecration had an effect, okay? And then the next 2 years, we have these major wars going on, and Zewitz says about the Pope's vision is, it all seemed like an illusion to us that there was no peace in the world after we did all this. And then I go into the fact that, you know, it's ironic that when John Paul II did this consecration in 1984 and consecrated the world, he didn't see any peace immediately coming afterwards. So what does he do? Well, instead of reorganizing everybody to do a proper consecration, he comes up with this idea in the middle of the night, and Zewitz writes about this in his book, The Life with Carol. He says, I know what we need to do. We need to get all the religions of the world together, you know, the Buddhists, the Zoroastrians, the Hindus, everybody, and we'll all pray for world peace. And that happened, as you know, in 1986. It's called the Assisi Interreligious Prayer Meetings. Now, this is just 2 years after he had done his consecration of the world that was supposed to give us the peace that Our Lady promised. And, of course, there was no peace, so, well, let's do it man's way now. Let's call all the religions of the world and ask for peace, and lo and behold, did they find peace? No. Because, as I said, in John Paul's pontificate, there were 52 major wars and conflicts, more than any time in world history. So that didn't do the trick either. And even though it didn't do the trick, he did five more interreligious prayer meetings in the late 80s and early 1990s, and then he had the grand finale in 2002, which was even bigger in Assisi than the first one that was done in 1986. And what was happening during that time? Well, the Twin Towers had just got demolished, and the Iraq War was still raging on,
yep.
And he's doing another Assisi prayer meeting instead of doing the consecration of Russia as he was told to do. So that's why we have all these problems.